Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I kept your husband out late last night.
You did.
I did.
You
were
did.
You in bed when he got home?
I did not see him until I woke up this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, wow.
I was out.
I should have been. We should have left an hour before we left. The problem, you get a bunch of radio guys together, though.
Oh, radio guys like to chat, turns out.
We sure do.
Oh, it's who could have thunk?
I knew it was going to happen. Ha, ha, ha.
Of course you knew.
So, I'm a little groggy today. Just a hint.
Just a hint of grogginess?
Just a hint of grog.
Okay, so it will perhaps affect your performance, or?
See, I tell you this now, and then you'll let me know at 10 if it affected or not.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, we shall see.
I'm upright. Let's start.
I'm upright. Period. End of sentence.
End of sentence.
I am upright.
I am prepared for the show. I've got a lot of information about the weather coming through.
And that,
so we're good to go.
That has shifted. So, yeah, we've got a lot of ground to cover.
When I did the weather yesterday, whatever's supposed to happen tonight was like a mix of rain and snow. Now I have things like 2 to 4 inches of snow coming through.
Oh, okay. Though that changed.
It's a little different.
So you might just require an extra cup of coffee, but...
Yeah.
We got this.
That's true.
We got this.
Except it's decaf, so that's not going to help.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Can you just do a half and half? Can you do half decaf, half calf? That's a thing, right?
Half calf. My parents swore by half calf coffee.
Okay.
When we were cleaning out their house, there were Folger tins galore of half calf.
They sold it like that?
Yeah.
I thought I just invented this.
No, half calf.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry to take away your patent.
Yeah.
Half calf's been around for a while.
It never fails. I always invent things that have already been invented every time. Heated steering wheel? That was me.
It was?
Yes, that was me. Yes, I swear to you, 9th grade. Yeah. As soon as I started driving.
Why didn't you file it?
I should have filed. Ugh.
I had the idea for the Flamote, which is a floating remote. If you're watching television in a body of water.
Did somebody already invent it?
I don't think nobody wanted it.
Due to lack of interest,
that was the problem.
The market was not accepting of your idea.
The Flamote didn't go anywhere.
Dang it. It was such a good name, though.
That's where I started. I started with the name. It's much like Producer Ben Enterprises.
Yeah, start with the name. Worry about the product later.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Producer Ben. What a way to do business.
Yep.
And this is a debate that has taken over the internet. What is the correct order of how to do things in the shower?
Okay.
One guy posted that he does things the correct way. He claims the correct way to shower is as follows. Shampoo and rinse. Wash your face. Apply conditioner. Wash your body. Then rinse the conditioner out.
Well, you're supposed to keep that conditioner in there for a while, right?
You are supposed to let the conditioner condition.
I put the shampoo on, then I wash my body, then I clean the shampoo off.
Whoa, no. What?
Hold on. And I rarely use conditioner because there's not much to condition.
Do you have beard conditioner?
I do have beard conditioner. I use that once a week. So
it's too powerful.
I turn the water on.
Yeah.
I let it get hot.
Yeah.
I enter.
Everybody does that.
Okay. I'm step by step.
Step by step.
I enter the shower.
Enter shower.
Start with shampoo. And then that sits in my hair.
Uh-huh.
And then I wash my body.
You let the shampoo sit?
Why not?
What about the running in your eyes?
There's not a lot up top here, and it doesn't.
I just sides it.
I just do the sides.
I'm sides only.
I sides and beard. Then I body.
Uh-huh.
And then I rinse top down. Because why rinse twice?
And that's just it?
And then I'm done. That's it.
No,
how do you do it?
I do shampoo, conditioner, face, body, rinse out conditioner.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and sometimes
so you're closer to him than I am.
I'm closer to him. Somebody else claimed the correct order is shampoo, rinse, conditioner, rinse, then wash face and body.
Why are you making your body wait? You're using all of that water. You put the soap on soon.
Why do you have to get to the body first?
That's the most surface area to clean. You should get to it.
Yeah, but if you're like a conditioner where you got to leave that in, it just makes sense to like use that time.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Two things at once.
Yes.
I love a multi-purpose.
I agree right? with that. I think if I was more on the conditioner usage side, I'd probably do it that way.
Perhaps you would change your stripes.
But no, shampoo, leave-in shampoo. Body,
I would never
body,
leave
body,
in the
body.
Why are you leaving the shampoo in?
It doesn't hurt a thing.
It your eyes. Your eyes
it doesn't know because I closed them.
That's crazy.
Crazy talk, you.
It's dividing us. It broke the internet. It's
Thanks
breaking
a lot,
us.
Guy.
What's his name?
I don't know. Just internet guy.
Shower Bob.
Hey,
Shower Bob.
Thanks, Shower Bob.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Did you know Tuesday was Chinese New Year?
No, I got all wrapped up in Mardi Gras on that Tuesday.
The Lunar New Year? Have you ever looked in to see what sign you are in the Chinese zodiac?
Because
it's based not on month, it's based on the year you're born.
I remember celebrating when like the year changes for us, but I don't know about the year I was born.
I just gave you a handy-dandy graph. So find the year you were born, and then it will tell you the animal. I'm an ox.
What does that mean for you?
Are hard workers in the background, intelligent, reliable, but never demanding praise. Ox.
False. Always demands praise.
Hold on. That was all correct. I am a hard worker. I'm reliable and intelligent.
Yes.
I do demand praise.
But he demands praise.
Yes.
Must have praise.
Close, Chinese zodiac.
So close.
How about you?
I'm a tiger.
A tiger?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Tiger. Tigers are courageous and active who love a good challenge and adventure. Is that close at all? I just wonder why in such a populous country, like the traditions of the Chinese zodiac, like never became popular in America.
Right.
But, you know, you and I are both Gemini. We know that one inside and out.
And
seems also very accurate for us.
Feels closer to true.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one, I think it's like 50-50.
Okay.
Mostly
you're active.
Adventurous. I'm active. Adventurous? Sometimes.
You do
depends
like to
on
take
the adventure.
You're a good puzzle solver. You like a good challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the adventure has to be an adventure I'm interested in. Like, I'm not going to go mountain climbing, okay? You're not going to talk me into it.
Brash, passionate, confident leader. Will you take any of those?
I don't know about confident either. And Brash, I am the nicest. I am.
Oh, this is not me.
Patient?
No.
Patient.
Unpretentious? No, I'm way pretentious.
So pretentious.
Yeah. I'm one of the least flashy, yet one of the most likable of the zodiacs.
Really?
According to this website I'm
on. Well, likable for sure, but flashy just a bit.
When am I due for another year of the ox? We got some time. 29, 30, 3,
are they coming up?
It's if you go around clockwise.
Oh.
So this is the year of the horse. And next year's the goat, and then we got monkey in 2028.
Okay. What's the year of the horse mean for us?
That's a great question.
Right? Like, because that's our current year.
I don't know what year of the horse means. Let's find out. Here we go. Horse, year of the horse. It's the seventh animal in the Chinese zodiac sign coming after the snake. Horses are energetic, free spirits who need space to express themselves. It's a very artistic symbol, it seems to be.
Oh, okay.
For that. Yes. Confident, agreeable, and responsible. Year of the horse. So again, it's for people born in the year.
Born in that year.
I don't think the year brings you the traits of.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I don't know anything about it. I'm just now dabbling in Chinese zodiac
Look
mythology.
Look at you learning something new.
I know.
Hey.
So that's what oxen do.
Just very confidently,
just
patiently.
Work through the pasture.
Without too much
flash. I don't need much praise, guys. Praise me.
He needs all the praise.
Praise me now.
Praise me.
Praise me.
I am annoying myself because I keep falling into the same pattern. It keeps happening where I will be out like in a waiting room or something. I have fallen back in love with reading in my old age.
That's great.
I read a lot and then I became a mom and I never read. And now my kids are older and I've gotten back into reading. And I started a series and I keep like if I'm talking about it in public, like my hairstylist was like, oh, I've heard about this series, tell me about it. And I can to a point, but my problem is that I can't remember the titles of books.
You can't remember the name of the book?
I don't even know their name. I'm like, I'm reading the Flame of Thrones series, and she's like, I don't think that's it. I've never heard of
that. Is this the book you asked for when we were at HEA and you got it wrong?
Yes. Yes. And I even said it wrong to her.
It's like Throne of Ice and stuff. Like, yeah. I don't even know what you said.
It was a throne of something, but it's close, right? I was so close.
What is the name?
And she's like, it's a throne of glass.
Okay.
But fire and ice and wind. Like, it all helps the story. It's all part of each book has a different title like that. And I don't remember which one. She's like, oh, which one are you on? And I'm like,
three.
The purple one? It's got a purple cover, I think. I don't know.
You need help remembering book titles?
Yes.
This shocks me.
Yes. Oh, it's every time, though. It's not just this series. It's like, oh, I really like that author, but which ones have you read?
Do you remember TV show titles?
Yeah,
huh.
I do.
Okay.
Why does that stick? But the books don't.
I don't know.
I remember the book. I remember what happens in the book. I remember like certain characters and stuff, but the title of the book escapes me.
I think what you do is when you go to read a chapter or whatever you read tonight,
yeah,
you pick up the book and say, hello, name of the book. I'm going to read you now.
That is such a good idea because that's what you have to do when you meet people, right?
Yes, and then you read whatever you read. And then when you are done, you look at it and you say, thank you.
Title name of
book.
A book.
And I for will, a pleasurable reading experience.
I will have to update you on what the title of the book is. I have no clue.
That'll help though, right?
Yes, it will.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, as we discussed previously this week, the Mardi Gras celebration was a bit much for actor Shia LaBeouf. He was reportedly, by one bartender, terrorizing the city of New Orleans during what they come to expect is a big party, right?
I mean, he was sitting at a corner bar stool, not leaving. He was shirtless for a while.
Yeah.
He didn't have cash on him. He was doing photos with fans by asking them if they knew who he was.
And then I think it was really time to go when he started throwing punches at people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was at a place called the R Bar where he angrily punched a man several times. Then, you know, they kick him out. He comes back and he's still not in a good mood. People are trying to hold him back and he resumes punching the guy he was hitting earlier. He also punched another man in the nose. So then people finally get him down. They restrain him until police arrive. He's spotted hours after his release with the arrest papers in his mouth dancing on Bourbon Street. Somebody come get this man. He clearly needs a little bit of help.
This seems like it's more than just alcohol.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and he's said in the past, alcoholism, mental health challenges as well.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was married. He married actress Mia Goth. Apparently they have been split up for a year and he moved to New Orleans. He lives there and he moved there to be closer to family. So if that family.
Somebody come pick up Shia.
Please come get your. Get
Is your this
boy.
Your Shia?
Yes.
Please pick up Shia.
He's in desperate need of an intervention. Okay. Yesterday was a very exciting day at the Olympics. Even though it wasn't maybe the most exciting event, the cross-country skiing, it's one of those like watching a marathon, right? It goes on a very long time.
It's just amazing the amount of athletic expertise
right.
and just endurance.
Yes, it takes a lot, but they're cross-country skiing, you know, over hills. And in the women's event yesterday, it got really exciting because a dog crossed the finish line with the two finishers. He ran onto the course, followed two skiers to the finish line. Argentinian skier Nahara Diaz Gonzalez says that was just a fun experience.
I bet. I wonder if they
this was
knew.
Not normal.
Because viewing at home, you could see the dog kind of gaining on them, and he was booking. He was running.
He's a Czechoslovakian wolf dog. His name is Nazgul. He lives nearby. The owners are related to one of the event officials with the games.
Just, I wonder, like, does word go out in the village? Like, don't forget to keep your pets locked or inside.
There's
right?
Nazgul. He got out. They don't know how he got out, but he did. And he loves people, the owner says. So they're not really surprised that he went to go find people.
The good news, though, is he did not interrupt the game.
No,
right?
Because
could you imagine if he trips one of them before the finish line?
Your biggest moment that you've been training for the past 4 years and you get tripped by a stray dog could have been bad.
Would you have to cross country again?
I don't know.
Could you imagine?
What would the Olympic officials do? I'm sure that they have heard of things like this happening before. But luckily, he did not interfere. Everybody was fine. And it was so fun because it was a puppy. Oh, look, a dog.
This is a whole different story if that dog interrupted.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Oh,
right
yeah.
now, it's adorable.
Oh, puppy. Think back to January of 2022. We were just kind of getting out of COVID. And we're still kind of like rolling lockdowns and whatnot. But during that time, Justin Bieber thought it would be a good idea to invest in an NFT. It was a bored ape portrait, kind of a digital painting.
It's like a virtual painting.
Yeah. The ape appears kind of sad, maybe on the verge of tears. We don't know why. But Justin Bieber paid $1.3 million for this NFT. Current value? $12,000.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep. It has lost 99% of its value over the last three and some change years. But he still is the proud owner. Still his.
I think he's feeling a little sorry.
Haley, I'm sorry. I thought it was a good idea.
I thought they said that swampland in Florida is going to be hot later.
I
bought into a condo unit. Maybe that guy who buys timeshares that we advertise can help Justin Bieber.
Maybe. But Justin, no. Go make another record.
Or more. You got to pay for this thing.
Plus. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Body cam footage has surfaced of that 2024 hazing incident at the University of Iowa's Alpha Delta Phi fraternity. It's been posted on YouTube and X, 20 million views on the X version.
Ooh.
Body cam video came out as part of the court case. Police were called into that fraternity when a fire alarm went off at the Alpha Delta Phi. That fraternity is now no longer on campus until at least July 1st of 2029. The Iowa City School Board is considering taking out a $3 million loan to cover expenses for the month of March after board members discovered the district's financial situation was not good. A $10 million transfer was made from the district's health insurance fund to its general fund in September. That was not approved, and they didn't have the correct financial reports to catch it at that time. So now they're scrambling to clean that mess up. Board members are considering a short-term loan, a long-term loan, and budget cuts to meet financial obligations. That's the Iowa City Community School District. What's got us feeling all right? Did you know these great United States have an official mammal?
No.
We have official bird.
Bird is the bald eagle.
We have a national mammal.
The cow.
Cow's a good guess. It's probably in the... Do you think... It's the bison, by the way. Is the bison in the bovine family?
Yeah.
It'd be related to a cow,
yeah,
wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, it has to be like a way distant cousin.
Yes. So back when, you know, deer and buffalo... It could have been deer, now that I think about it. But it's the American bison.
Mm.
In celebration of said bison, the Smithsonian has commissioned three giant bronze bison statues that they're going to install on their museum campus in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Those large bronze bison are currently being forged in Denver or somewhere in Colorado.
Okay.
And they're going to be shipped by truck from Colorado to Washington, D.C. And guess who's right in the middle of that?
Hello.
The University of Iowa. So on March 15th, a flatbed will be stopping by with these bronze statues on it for the public to see. The University of Iowa Natural History Museum is bringing that to Iowa City.
What? What are you playing?
I'm playing Home on the Range.
Of course you are.
We've never played it this long. I didn't know there were lyrics.
I didn't either, but it's beautiful.
And now the Colorado Bison Men's Chorus.
They're the Bison Chorus.
Maybe they're just singing bison. Either way, it's going to be cool. It's driving through town. They will have it with the University of Iowa. Be on the lookout for that coming up on March the 15th.
Don't you dare. I want to hear the whole song.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Bacon. One of the great plates on the breakfast table.
It's a morning pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. It's the candy of meats.
I usually only get it on the weekends.
I don't have time during the weekday. Yeah.
No, to prepare it properly.
No.
It takes a little too much time, but boy, does the house smell good after.
Right.
When you've got a plate of bacon.
Now, we both agree, bacon, good. However, yes, how you cook your bacon is what's at stake with Jury in a Hurry today, because I like my bacon crispy.
I prefer my bacon floppy.
Floppy
bacon,
floppy.
You're team crispy.
I am.
Here's the reason why floppy's the correct answer. When you want crispy bacon, there's a very thin line between crispy and burnt.
Yes.
And I would much prefer having a floppy piece of bacon on my plate. Now, it's fully cooked.
Sure it is.
It's not rigid.
Mm-hmm.
The taste of burnt bacon is one of the worst tastes in nature.
What?
I feel like I'm having a carcinogen right now. It just tastes bad. You just taste that overly crispy. You burnt it just a little bit. No. By going floppy, you have the potential to warm it up if you need to, but the safe call in my book is floppy bacon is better because of the risk of burnt bacon. If you know that
it's not worth the risk.
It's not worth it, man.
Some of the greatest things in life are worth the risk.
No, get it off that griddle and get it on my plate. I will take it floppy because that's the safe answer. I'm hedging my bet that the moment you're like, no, I want to crisp it up just a little bit more, you're going to leave it on there 1 second too long, and then you're going to ruin my bacon. So instead of ruining my bacon, I will take it floppy. That's the smart answer.
No, I would say ruin my bacon every day over a floppy, flaccid piece of bacon. Ugh! Crispy bacon has that satisfying crunch when you bite into it. And like the cooking process to get it to be crispy, that's the fat part of the bacon.
Yeah, I like the fat part.
So I do too.
I would prefer to eat it in its fat state.
That's disgusting. You are like Hannibal Lecter.
That's where the flavor comes from.
I like skin and a nice Chianti.
That's exactly how I eat bacon.
That is so disgusting. Floppy bacon is like eating raw flesh. That's so gross. You crisp it, you render out some of that fat too. Then, you know what? Basically, you've just created your own health food. So crispy bacon, healthy.
Crispy bacon, potential burnt bacon, bad. When you call 200-1029 and you vote for me, all I want to hear you say is, I vote for Floppy Eric.
And when you definitely vote for me, we're going to do Crispy Claire over here, okay?
Floppy Eric.
Floppy Eric or Crispy Claire? Where do you fall when you cook your bacon?
That's the question for you, jurors. It's time to call.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Jury in a Hurry. Good morning. Crispy or floppy?
I actually don't even like bacon.
What?
But crispy all the way.
Thank you, friend.
You got to vote from a non-bacon eater.
A non-bacon enthusiast.
Also, who doesn't like bacon?
Right? I'm concerned.
Hi, it's Jury in a Hurry. Is your bacon crispy or do you like it a floppy?
I like it floppy because when I have it crunchy, it hurts my teeth.
Oh, see, there's also the pain component. Thank you, caller.
Pain? What are you talking
about?
Like,
you could scratch the roof of your mouth.
Lord have mercy.
Jury in a Hurry, crispy bacon, floppy bacon, caller.
This is not an argument. Crispy Claire.
Thank you. This is not even an argument.
Why are you even arguing
about it? What are we doing?
It's Jury in a Hurry, and you are going to vote either crispy or floppy this morning. What do you say?
Crispy Claire all the way.
Crispy Claire.
Also, your nickname is really catching on.
I know. It's.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Crispy Claire or Floppy Eric today?
Oh, I am 1,000% Floppy Eric because floppy just tastes better.
1,000.
Ew.
Thank you. 1,000%. I appreciate
1,000%
the vote.
1,000% is a lot of percent.
That's a lot of percent. Thanks for calling. Boy, you got a ton of calls on hold. Let's go to this one. Hey, Jury in a Hurry, when it comes to bacon, Crispy Claire or Floppy Eric?
Ready?
Crispy
Claire. I got my 5-year-old.
He's a Crispy Claire.
5-year-old with wisdom. Crispy all the way.
Crispy Claire.
Crispy Claire.
Thank you, caller. You got the kid vote.
Yeah.
Jury in a Hurry. Bacon. Crispy Claire. Floppy Eric.
Crispy Claire.
Another one, Claire.
All the way. Thank you.
5-2. I need more like that guy who called in about 2 calls
he
ago.
He was 1,000%, but unfortunately, it was only 1 vote.
It's Jury in a Hurry. Is it Crispy Claire or Floppy Eric when it comes to bacon?
Crispy Claire, no question.
No question. You only need
one more. One more is all we need.
It's Jury in a Hurry. We're debating bacon. Crispy Claire, Floppy Eric.
Crispy Claire.
Oh my God. What is it with the youth vote today?
I don't know. I'm carrying the youth vote.
Did you have a get out the vote campaign yesterday?
Yeah, well, we started young. We went into elementary schools, and we told those kids, rock the Jury in a Hurry vote.
Were you serving bacon, perchance? Something smells off with this case.
Indecisions.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.